Tom, thanks very much for joining us. Let's start with some of the data. What are you seeing at the moment in terms of the market at the moment, and I suppose where we're headed?
Yeah, good question. Yeah, so thanks for having me, Richard. I think the data at the end of 2023 still look relatively negative for European real estate. So the deal volumes are down around 50% year over year. That's not surprising given the changed macro environment, the sort of 180 degree turn that the industry's had to cope with a shift from very low interest rates to a higher interest rate policy. And that's had a dragging impact on deal flow. In terms of the start of the year, the latest numbers don't look too positive just yet, but I think some of the mood music I've heard around MIPIM is that people feel a little more optimistic that we'll perhaps see a pickup at some point in 2024. So the data doesn't show there's a big flow of deals, you know, coming through at the start of this year, but perhaps that's going to come through in the second half.
And are you seeing in terms of anything around sort of capital flows or those kinds of elements where you're seeing any changes or any kind of, I guess, signs in terms of green shoots of that picking up?
I mean, there are green shoots here and there. I think some markets driven by positive fundamentals in the occupier and quite a substantial correction, like parts of the logistics market, have actually picked up a little bit. And we've seen a little bit of pricing pressure emerge in some of the strongest sort of urban logistics type markets. For example, in London, we've seen a little bit of price increases coming back through in our transaction price data. Central London market liquidity picked up a little bit at the end of 2023. So we're seeing a little bit of that, but I think with a broader perspective, you'd say there's still a little bit further to go in some other sectors of the market which have been slower to revalue. And I think there'd be a little more pain to come before those sectors start seeing more recovery.
And in terms of some of the different countries, traditionally the UK tends to reprice quicker, and then maybe the Dutch market, or are you seeing that coming through in the figures?
Yes, I mean, certainly we'd say the revaluation in the UK, I mean, a lot of that was done at the end of 2022, actually. So the UK is certainly ahead of the revaluation. Some of the other European markets are a little further behind, and some really haven't seen much of a revaluation so far at all. And I think that a hypothesis would be that that more substantial revaluation means that those markets are in a better state to see an increase in activity as and when buyers start to come back in greater number.
Definitely discussions around sort of cautious or realistic optimism that I've been hearing here. What's your take on a kind of the timing of any prospective recovery?
Yeah, I think a lot of it depends on the actions of central bankers. You know, if you think central bankers were the architects of the last property boom up until the end of 2021, you know, with that low rate environment, the lower for longer environment that real estate sort of melded itself around. I think as that's changed, that's clearly impacted capital flows. And I think at the moment, the market is waiting for some positive signals to kind of start re-engaging. And that may come from central bankers if they start to bring interest rates down, perhaps in the second half of the year. There are definitely some risks around those expectations. I think the market has been too aggressive in its expectations around rate cuts, really, for the last 18 months. So I think you have to temper some of those hopes with a view that people have been too aggressive in expecting those cuts to come through. But if and when they do, I think that could act as a bit of a starting off point for the market to see more deals come through. I think the question for real estate, perhaps in the medium to long term, is where do rates settle, and where does that imply property pricing should be in the medium to long term? What's a risk premium going to be for real estate? You know, we've had a very substantial risk premium really through that lower for longer period. Is that going to be compressed? Is that going to maintain at the same level? That has implications for pricing and for the returns that are being demanded by investors from their investment managers particularly.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how that develops. And certainly it appears though we should have a slightly more positive 2024 than we did 2023 in any event.
One of the points I've sort of made in, you know, when I've been talking to people or doing presentations is that real estate tends to be an industry for optimists. And there hasn't been a lot of optimism in the industry. You know, when we spoke a few months ago at Expo Real in Germany, I think that was probably the most pessimistic I've heard people in real estate, certainly through my career. I think a little bit of optimism would assist, obviously not in an irrational way, kind of rational optimism, but I think a little bit of that would help get the market moving again as well.
Okay, well, let's look forward to some rational optimism. Thanks very much, Tom.
Thanks.